to the wonderful world of showbiz in the company of our showbiz guru and expert. You can hear him on the podcast every single week, available now to download. Do go to your app store, download our podcast, and let us know what you think of it. And every week on the podcast, we get Seafoot 7, Johnny Seafoot's Magnificent 7 showbiz gossipy facts. But this week, we're starting with a very sad story indeed. Johnny, Tonya Ramsay has suffered a miscarriage with their fifth child.
Yes, good morning, Paul. Tonya Ramsay, now, she was 5 months into her pregnancy, and it's really sad that they had only announced last month that Tanya, obviously the wife of Gordon Ramsay, announced they're having their fifth child. And sadly, over the weekend, she lost at the London Portland Hospital. And messages have been flooding, and it's just a really sad time. And our thoughts, obviously, are with them at this time. But moving on to more happy, more kind of sad dash happy news is Big Brother. So, obviously, Big Brother dominates the papers every single day. At the moment,
mainly the Express and the Star.
The Sun should do it. They used to do massive features on it. I used to love reading it. Are you watching Big Brother this year?
I've dipped in and out a bit. I saw the Marco Pierre White son, the man who's covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
Who was boasting the other day about the huge amount of money, of his dad's money, he'd spent on basically
£250,000.
Shenanigans, we'll say.
On shenanigans, yeah.
So what are they doing on the front page of the Star? What's happened now?
Yeah, they're on the front page of the Star today. So it was 2 days ago's episode. Showed Marco Pierre White's son and Laura, who had a threesome once with Justin Bieber, allegedly, having intimate sessions on a sofa, and it was very explicit. But what I kind of want to frame in your minds is the fact that Big Brother is on Channel 5. Channel 5 is now owned by Viacom. Viacom also own MTV. Now, the point I'm trying to make is on MTV, they've got X on the Beach and Geordie Shore, which are known for being very sexual and, you know, being very out there. And they've tried to make Big Brother the same. And look, Big Brother are getting the front pages again. It's dipped down in ratings, as we've previously discussed many times. But do you know what? People are actually watching it. And it is post-watershed. They are putting signs on it say, look, explicit images coming up. But it's had 250 complaints this week about that scene, and it was a bit, ooh, I don't know how I feel about it. And if I was watching it with my mum or dad, I'd be a bit like, ooh. I remember I watched Skins of Them. Never again am I watching
never
that
again.
Never
no.
again.
That's why the water says there, to save children's blushes. They all know what's going on in the real world, don't they, from the time they're teenagers, but they don't want to be in the room when there are things happening on the telly with mum and dad there.
Exactly. Even I get creeped out when we speak about things like that. I just find, ooh, no. In the news as well about Big Brother is Andrew Tate has left the house. Now, he's been kicked off the show after...
Is he the nasty one?
He is the horrible one I once had the Twitter fight with.
Right, okay.
Nasty Andrew, we call him. Not Nasty Nick, Nasty Andrew. So Dan Rutan off of The Sun is doing an article later in the week. But basically, he's been given a video of allegedly Andrew hitting a girl with a belt. He said Andrew's come out...
In the house or in
this
the real
was
world?
Before the house, okay. In the real world. In the real world, as we call it.
Yeah.
Andrew has said on Twitter
Johnny,
last
Johnny,
night...
Johnny, this is what? The real world. Johnny, reality TV isn't about reality. Anyway, carry on.
I will... Every year I say I'm going to do Big Brother, and every year I start doing the application form, and I suddenly pull out because I'm like, is it the real world or
no,
not?
No, it's not the real world.
So Andrew basically was apparently hitting a girl with a belt. He's come out on Twitter to say that we were laughing and joking, but it's been edited out. And obviously, okay. We're not edits alike, so... more on that, but he will be taking up the house tonight. That's what you'll see tonight.
Okay, let's turn now, if we may, to Top Gear.
So, Top Gear has also dominated the papers, and it's a weird one because there was so much publicity around it. And I was listening to an interview yesterday with Rory Reid about how he got the job on Top Gear. It was on the Modern Man podcast, and it's had its lowest ever episode in 13 years. So it's had a 45% drop in viewers, 3 episodes in, and they're now just getting 2 million viewers. Now, they wanted 5 million viewers, and they're only getting 2 million. Cal McGiffin, friend of the show, and obviously friend of yours, who's ex-wife to Chris, said that she'd rather watch the repeats. And I was looking at the Dave schedule this morning, and it's got 2 hours of the schedule today dedicated to classic Top Gear.
Although, of course, they were up against the German-Ukraine match the last time around. You might argue they've got a similar constituent audience. It's a kind of blokey audience for Top Gear. I know women watch it as well, but, of course, it's pitched at that kind of level, as is football.
But we're talking about 3 episodes. I'm not talking about this as a one-off. We're talking about 3 episodes.
No, it's the most recent one that was up against Germany-Ukraine that got the 2.3 million, I think, that really did.
Yeah, that's correct, but there's been a 45% decrease 3 episodes in. So episode one to episode 2 had a drop. Episode 2 to episode 3 had a drop. Obviously, I understand what you're saying. Episode 4, when that comes along, will there be another drop there?
We'll wait and see and find out. Also, Narcos is coming back, a big Netflix hit.
Narcos is massive on Netflix. Netflix seem to take on these one dramas a year, one chat show. Yes, so they've got the Chelsea show at the moment as a chat show. as the main show, Narcos, CEO was run last October time, did amazingly. So it's all about this guy who's the king of drug production, called Escobar Escovitz. Let's listen to the trailer to see what's going to come up in season two.
I took the wall. I executed my brother. I do what must be done for our empire. I can and will protect you.
And what can we do for you?
Unhinge the gates of hell.
Take back the throne. Means necessary.
That sounded positively Shakespearean. I like the first series very much. Indeed, it's that last autumn.
I thought you might do. It's your type of program.
Good stuff. Good drama.
So that's out September 2nd on Netflix.
And James Corden, unstoppable American machine, goes from strength to strength. He hosted the Tonys on Sunday night, and his carpool karaoke clip of his show's got a big band in the car with him.
Well, every artist is big on his show. So Red Hot Chili Peppers are the latest artist to do his carpool karaoke. Now, they are doing it tonight for the Late Late Show. So for us UK viewers, we can watch that tomorrow on YouTube in the early hours. A quick little fact attack for you, for me. I've done a top five kind of countdown of the biggest ever hits of who's done it. So guess how many viewers watch the Sia one on YouTube?
Watch the
Sia. You know, I'm Chandelier.
I'm none the wiser the way you sing it, but I know who Sia is. I would say 11 million.
47 million.
Get out of town with your baseball cap on backwards.
One Direction?
42 million.
69 million. Also joining with Taylor Swift. Justin Bieber, who's got 82 million Twitter followers. How many is he?
71,333,027.
79 million.
Close.
And who's the biggest one? So we've got 79 million for Justin Bieber. Adele, how many hits has she had on YouTube for it?
Oh, 80 million.
108.8 million. 108.
Wow. The power of James Corden and the power of social media and the inside knowledge there of Johnny Seafoot with his showbiz update on Talk Radio. Cheers, Johnny. It's 6:58.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.